Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. I'm excited to have two very special guests on the show, two great young men who are doing so much to bolster workforce development in Westmoreland County, which is truly a needed aspect of keeping our community growing. The Westmoreland County Strategic Plan determined over and over again that a workforce deficiency could be a crucial roadblock to the growth in Westmoreland County. We're one of those communities that is not growing in terms of young people. We have one of the highest natural death rates in the entire state, and we also need more people to relocate here. So working to keep young people here is an organization called Grow Westmoreland. And Grow Westmoreland was really the brainchild of John Wyan and Westmoreland County Commissioner Sean Curtis. They worked together also in their day job and not just helping to build this nonprofit organization. Obviously, Commissioner Curtis is helping to run Westmoreland County, and John is one of his chiefs of staff. We're going to begin today with Westmoreland County Commissioner Sean Curtis. Curtis, thank you so much for joining us.
Jennifer, as always, thank you for having me on. I appreciate that, and I'm excited to be here to talk about what we as an organization are doing for the community and for the county. And once again, thank you for allowing us to talk about workforce development here in your program.
Oh, it's so important. And you and I have worked on several projects together about this. And I wanted to make sure that everyone knew that in just a few minutes, we are going to be talking specifically about Oktoberfest fundraiser. The Oktoberfest fundraiser is coming up very soon on Saturday, October 21st. The tickets are on sale now. They're $50 a person. And in just a few minutes, we'll get back to that. But I want to start from the beginning. I want people at home to know what the brainchild was of this. You know, how did this discussion begin that you had to start this organization and start investing in the workforce?
Absolutely. So what it was in when I was a chief of staff working for a former commissioner in 2018 and 19, the Westmoreland County Comprehensive Plan was underway. When we started looking at the dynamics and seeing the data coming in of our population and where we were heading and the trend we were on, excuse me, I was quite shocked. I was taken back that this should be more of a red flag. Why are more people talking about this when you see these numbers? I mean, when you look at the demographics and you look at the actual age range that we have in this county for how big of a county we are, geographically and by population of 350,000 people, the alarm should have been sounding about 7 to 8 years ago. However, we're doing what we can now. When we look, the average median age in this county now is almost 50. We are the second oldest county in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. That's where this came from, was to try to promote the youth within to hopefully stay here and see what we can do to attract other individuals from outside of, well, obviously Pennsylvania and other surrounding regions. But it's really to get the point was to try to attract the 17 school districts, the youth that we currently have here, to change the mindset. A four-year degree is not required if you don't want it. We need to look at the mindset of indebting their future generations with all this money that come out with a liberal arts degree for jobs are not around this area. And then you say, what do? I go back to another four-year degree or two-year degree for a master's degree or my JD, Juris Doctorate, or et cetera. Why not focus on and align the workforce, the jobs we have here? Pittsburgh has become a white-collar county. Westmoreland over the years has become more of a blue-collar county. Number one industry is farming. Number two is tourism. Number three is manufacturing, and manufacturing is growing exponentially. So we are seeing more and more blue collar manufacturer hands-on jobs coming to this county, and they want to come here. With the recent opening of our Amazon site in New Stanton, with the New Kensington area, we have an $80 million project with the county, our state delegation officials, even Governor Shapiro blessed it. So therefore, we are moving forward with that. It's 500 jobs there, roughly 500 jobs at Amazon. It's 1,000 jobs. We have that new Fuhrer beer distributor off of 66 in Delmont area. That's 150 to 200 jobs. We have jobs coming here, rather quickly. And we need to do, we as electeds, as well as others, should be doing our due diligence of what can we do? Government isn't the answer. It's the business community as well as nonprofits. But how can we interject and help and find solution to this problem or lead or steer this path and have this conversation. I want to be a cheerleader in a vocal group. And Jennifer, I want to commend you and what, you know, the Catholic Church is doing in your organization, how you're working with the Ukrainians. I think it's fantastic. And how you've been spearheading that project. And it's phenomenal. And that forward thinking and that leadership that the organization has taken on is what we need for Westmoreland County for the future generations, because if we don't do something rather quickly, we're going to be in a tizzy here.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I appreciate the accolades, but I send the same to you. Why don't you tell people at home how you're actually connecting one-to-one with individuals to try to get them to stay in Westmoreland County?
Well, what we're trying to do with this organization, and I'll let my my chief of slash, i.e. the chairman of the board here, chime in momentarily. But what we're doing is we have partnered with the Chamber of Commerce. We are working with them as the True Workforce Investment Bureau, and we are our plan is to expand, get an executive director, get money, and then be that catalyst. That organization is when you come here and you say, hey, what jobs are available? Where can we work for? What can we do? That and then we can help align those individuals in different locations. We also have from a county standpoint, we gave $1 million. To the school districts, all 17, and we're going to have a pathway systems that's going to be run through the Economic Growth Connection, i.e. the EGC. What that plan is to have students, when they start going to their junior and senior year, they're going to see what jobs are needed in the area, nursing, manufacturing, and they're going to go visit these locations, and they're going to see how much money they make. And they're going to see what they're going to do. So from my nonprofit side, from the county government side, we're all trying collaboratively here to understand the importance of getting, like as you said, a one-on-one basis for our youth and for the parents to understand the importance here that, once again, a blue-collar mentality is okay in the 21st century. It doesn't have to be behind a desk. We need these jobs, hands-on working in the field. So it's going to be that perceptual slow change, getting people out there, showing them what they want to do, help the current businesses out there, what we can with the market we have and the individuals that we're trying to recruit. I'm also trying to work with the county to do an actual promotional move to Westmoreland County. Now, this is the county government side to promote that outside of the area, outside of the states. Explain, I know other counties for recreational purposes have had great success. If we talk about how much you're making here, starting wages in certain sectors, why not do that? Why not think outside the box? That's what we have to start doing to grow this area, is thinking outside the box.
Absolutely. I think people don't even understand, you know, blue collar needs to be totally rebranded. And so I've spent a lot of time with those manufacturers like Scott Electric and General Carbide and even Redstone Highlands. I mean, Commissioner, some of these jobs are paying $18, $19, $20, $22 an hour. These are over $40,000 a year jobs, right? And so that's way more than a white collar job that you're starting at a bank making $30,000. So I think there's a misnomer there that people need to rebrand and rethink how it's happening. And good training is important. Do you believe the infrastructure already exists in Westmoreland County to train these young people?
Absolutely. We did have, and the unfortunate factor, we have a hidden gem at the old Sony plant, which is now part of RIDC Park, which we have the Advanced Technology Center through the community college. And I would suggest anybody that has any interest to go and tour that facility. It's state of the art. It is a massive facility, hundreds of thousands of square feet. It is a beautiful site. The only problem is it's being very underutilized. That was supposed to be a location because it's right off of Interstate 70. It connects to 6119 and close to 66. It was supposed to be a draw from Allegheny County and other regional areas. But the fact is, nobody's been utilizing it. And that is what we're trying to promote with the high school students. If they, you know, once they get close to VOTech or they graduate from VOTech and they continue education, they go down there. Or maybe those seniors that didn't ever went to VOTech, they start doing half days and they do trainings down at the Community College Advanced Technology Center. So, and we're also looking at apprenticeships. For those that want to work a half day, say they go, hey, I didn't know what I want to do. I want to go in the trades. They start working with a company hands-on, like General Carbide is doing. They're starting students in the afternoons, evenings, and they're even trying to do half days right now. So we're looking at the different dynamics and bringing these young adults here to start working in earlier ages. Instead of waiting to your graduating class, start working. Let's start capitalizing on them now, sooner than later, as much as possible. And yes, the infrastructure is in place. We have it there. It's just being underutilized because we just need more people to start going into those fields. Once they start going to those fields, we'll be humming at full force and we'll have everything going that we need to actually help strengthen the area.
John Wyan is the chairman of Grow Westmoreland. He's joining us on the show today. Welcome, John. We might have him, we might not, but he's doing a great job, Commissioner, in leading the charge for all of this, because as chairman, he has to oversee all of these activities that you're doing to raise money, which I think is, a great plan to try to give out specifically some of these scholarships, right? I mean, that's what you're doing. If kids say, I want to train, but I can't afford it, you don't want that to be the barrier.
Correct. So we give out $1,000 scholarships. It's a one-page form, very simple. Only caveat is you want to work in the trades and you want to stay here in Westmoreland County, not go away. That's our primary focus right now. And we do tools the trades. So those that are currently in a program such as automotive or welding or any of those that require specialty tools, and they don't have the money right now to afford that, we get $500 scholarships out every year so they can go. And I know $500 is a lot, but it's something to go towards what they need to buy their own tools to help them as they progress in their career. So there needs to be more of that and more prestige. And that was what we wanted to do. It wasn't just giving the money away. We wanted to take that mindset and hold ceremonies for individuals that are going to the trade schools and that we are very, very proud. And we want to hold those accomplishments for them going there, that they have the same respect as when they graduated from a college. And we wanted to show that for these young adults and to their families to get that mindset. Hey, look, they're holding a ceremony for our son or our daughter here who is going into these fields. And we're very proud to see that. And before it was just, hey, here's your certificate. Good luck. Go to work. It's a mindset change that we are all doing here in this county, trying to promote that. And it's a combination of multiple facets here. And John is doing a great job as our chairman. And I couldn't be happier. And we're working hard for Oktoberfest, getting our sponsors together. And we're very excited for that as well.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about Oktoberfest. That's sponsored by General Carbide and Achieving True Self. It's an Oktoberfest fundraiser at All Saints Brewing Company, which is great. Everybody likes it there in Greensburg.
It's Saturday, October 21st, you can hear me now, hopefully.
Yeah, well, perfect timing, John. Thanks for joining us. Okay, go ahead and tell us, John, all about Oktoberfest this year.
Absolutely, and good morning, and thank you. Sorry about the audio issues I'm having. Yeah, so this is our third annual Oktoberfest. Our Oktoberfest is sort of our main fundraiser that we raise money for our main scholarships and our tools of the trade that Commissioner Curtis had just explained, what those programs are. So again, this is our third annual. This is our third time having General Carbide be the top sponsor. I'm sure anybody that follows workforce development in Westmoreland County knows that you always see General Carbide's name at the top of the list. They're just a phenomenal company, very active. So we appreciate having them back for the third time. And then we also have Achieving True Self. They're also a three-time sponsor and back again. Achieving True Self also does their own program with us that we developed last year that they'll be doing again this year, where they're developing they're giving three scholarships out to individuals with intellectual disabilities or on the autism spectrum. So we're happy to be partnering with them once again, and they'll be not only sponsoring this event, but doing their own program with those three scholarships again this year. And again, we're just happy to be back, and hopefully this will be the biggest one ever. We're happy to be back at All Saints Brewery again here in Greensburg, and they've been a great partner of ours and supporter of ours as well. We have great catering by Palumbo's, doing a great German-themed Oktoberfest buffet. We have desserts from Marsh's Bakery. We have a great young man that's DJing for us, DJ Jaden Hamilton. He's back from the first year of our our event. So we're very excited about the event, hoping people can come out and join us. $50 a person. Tickets include two drinks. If anybody's had All Saints beer, you know what phenomenal beer those folks make out there. So you get two drinks included. They also have some local wines out there as well for those that don't like beer. Buffets included, music, and just come out and have a good time and support a great cause.
It's wonderful. It sounds like a great event. And I think that runs pretty much all afternoon, right?
Yeah, correct. It runs from 12:30 to 4:30. So kind of gives you a nice 4-hour span to, pop in and out. The buffet's going the whole time, drinks, music. So, stop in at any time. We'll also have, usually have a large amount of, basket raffles, donations, that sort of thing that, giveaways. So it's always a great time, and we're looking forward to it again this year.
That sounds great. With the money you raise, like you said, you offer scholarships to individuals who are looking to go into a trade and stay in Westmoreland County. All of this information can probably be found somewhere, John. Where can they go to buy the tickets, to find out how to help or raise money or donate, anything like that?
Absolutely. So the easiest way is to just go to growwestmoreland.org is our website. You can find all the information there for the event. Buy tickets on the website, donate. We've got some merch available, some t-shirts and that sort of thing. We are at this point a 100% volunteer organization. So all the proceeds from this Oktoberfest, translate into scholarships that we give out next year.
It's great stuff that you're doing. You're very active and very involved. And to be honest, I don't know how you guys have time to do all this because you have day jobs too, which are also turned into night jobs, because I think the two of you are out and about just about more than anyone in the county, which is great stuff. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about more about Grow Westmoreland and how people can get involved and what you think the future of the organization looks like. You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. I'm really happy to be here today with two fabulous young men who are really changing the shape of workforce development here in Westmoreland County. One of them is Westmoreland County Commissioner Sean Curtis, and I'm here with his chief of staff, John Wyan, but they actually have a role reversal when it comes to a nonprofit that they started called Grow Westmoreland, where John is the chairman and Sean is the vice chairman. John, this has been a wonderful process. Tell us, how long has this organization been up and running? And tell me about some of your greatest achievements so far.
So the organization was founded January of 2020. Obviously it took a little bit to get off the ground as we worked through COVID with the three founding members, myself, Commissioner Curtis, and local attorney Matt Schmizzi, who's our other founding member, because you can't do anything without a great attorney. And Matt's been a phenomenal, board member and contributor for Grow Westmoreland, as well as Schmizzi Law. So, that's been the founding 3 years ago. As far as our accomplishments go, our first year out of the gate, we were able to give out $16,000 in scholarships and grants. The following year, which was the last year, our second annual, we were able to give out just over $20,000. It was $20,500 that we awarded last year. We're continuing partnerships right now. The partnership with Achieving True Self, I would say, is another one that we're very excited about. And partnering with an organization that just does phenomenal work for individuals with intellectual disabilities and on the autism spectrum. So we appreciate, what they're doing and what they're trying to do as well. So, Sean, please chime in if I missed anything, but, I would say those are probably, what I would consider our greatest accomplishments.
No, John is 100% accurate. That's our greatest. And I think being part of the Westmoreland County Chamber of Commerce and how we're willing to work and to expand, grow Westmoreland, I think that's the biggest horizon for 23 and 24. We can't announce yet, but we went to a foundation trying to seek full-time executive directorship as well as funding. So we're waiting to hear back. So we're looking beyond that to help continuously grow and expand to become more of this medium for all these other workforce developments. We don't want to duplicate services. We have great organizations, the Workforce Investment Bureau for Westmoreland Fayette, the WIB, as they call it. There's the Economic Growth Connection, who we're utilizing through county government, and they have their what they call the Forum for Workforce Development. There, these entities exist. We're trying to find a niche to be fill in, because these have, once you start taking government dollars and federal dollars or state, whatever you want to call it, monies, your restrictions and your what you can and can't do start. When we're a sole nonprofit raising money, we have so much more flexibility than those that are taking government dollars. So we can fill those certain niches, gaps for advertisement, working in different aspects and elements where we have that flexibility. So that's what we're trying to do. We're not trying to put anyone out of business or hurt anybody. We want to work in tandem with everybody. And that's what makes us so unique and such a different accomplishment, that we're being accepted by these groups that have been around for 20, 30 years. Or 15 years, that they're allowing us in the door to sit down and wearing different hats and be a part of that conversation at the table. So that is what I feel as well is a great, another achieving accomplishment is the legitimacy of in 24 months, how we have grown and where we're projected to go, I believe is really fantastic, because we're all winning with this battle of just trying to fight the workforce development. So the more hands in there, including yourself, Jennifer, the more we do, the more we're all screaming from the mountaintop the importance of this, we're all going to win.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about, you know, so your hope is that you end up getting full-time staff so you can do that. How long does a process like that take? Is that maybe like in a year or 2 years you hope to get that off the ground?
I mean, you know, if everything goes well, you know, we're hoping, you know, within 6 months we might, you know, at least be starting the process of having some, you know, some sort of staff member, you know, working at the chamber. We do have office space already at the Chamber of Commerce. So, you know, we're ready in that regard, you know, desk, computer, everything's ready to go for someone to step right into that role. So, you know, we've been building, you know, to that goal, as Commissioner Curtis said, for, you know, the last 3 years. So, you know, that chamber with the partnership with the chamber, is very, very key, because, you know, they have the ear of the business community here, and we're blessed in Westmoreland County to have such a phenomenally strong chamber. You know, not just, the things they do locally, but, you know, the advocacy that they do at the state level. And, you know, Dan DeBone has been phenomenally supportive of our efforts here, you know, with Grow Westmoreland as well. So, you know, I think that's another thing that we're very proud of and that we're very happy about is that relationship with the chamber and what they bring to the table as well.
So I think part of this too is the messaging to people, as Commissioner Curtis was saying earlier, outside of Westmoreland County, to let them know that this is a great place to be. Because we know people are having fewer children. We know that Westmoreland County's death rate is very high. So we have like a limited pool of people, right, to keep here. So that means we're probably going to have to grow less organically and more by, you know, probably relocation, right? And so, I mean, the great things this county has, Commissioner Curtis, I mean, you probably just love talking about how great Westmoreland County is. It's safe. It has great amenities, public transit, tons of jobs, affordable housing. You know, what else do you want people to know about Westmoreland County?
The schools, the school district, the schools. Yeah. I mean, that's where I think young adults and people that are looking for us for the future in schools and having that ability and that flexibility to move around. You have very, out of 17 school districts, you have very few that you have to worry about where you move to. I'm sure some do, but primarily all of our school districts are very nice. And you have such a variety in the diversity of the county's geographic location. You have dense urban downtown centers, and then you can go out to the east of the county, which is Ligonier, which is this rolling mountain hill. So it's really amazing to see in one county how unique it really is. Because if you look at Allegheny, when I was younger and I grew up, it was just asphalt and concrete and home. When you come out here, I mean, you have, you know, mountains, you have, you know, farmlands, rolling hills. I mean, it's also that beauty and scenery. And you're seeing more and more people wanting to come to these kind of locations. And just another tout my own horn is that's why we're expanding our broadband, because we want individuals, as you said, to attract people to come here, to live here, because the problem is these rural communities do not have the amenities that a lot of people would like. So we're trying to broaden our horizons also to just help those communities, because if we want people to live here and work here, we have to do our job from the sense of making sure that the individuals have the tools they need as well to live here. And that's what we're trying to do by attracting them. So yes, I mean, the school districts are number one. And I think it's just the ability to drive 45 minutes to one location to the other, and you traverse this county in such a different, unique way. Whereas if you go to some of these other smaller counties, it looks exactly the same. So it is a very unique county. I mean, remember, we're almost the size of Rhode Island. I mean, that's a massive size county. Yes. We live in.
Very well said. I mean, I don't think I ever realized that. That's definitely a massive county.
It is a massive, yes, very much.
That's amazing. That's a good data point too. It sounds like you have some great partners, and they're probably helping you spread the word about that Oktoberfest again. So John, I want to go over all of those details, if you don't mind, one more time about the third annual Oktoberfest for Grow Westmoreland. Why don't you take us through all those details again?
Absolutely. So it's Saturday, October 21st. 12:30 to 4:30 at All Saints Brewing in Greensburg. We've got a fantastic German-themed buffet from Palumbo's Catering, desserts from Marsh's Bakery. Entertainment is DJ Jaden Hamilton, and you know, we're looking forward to having a lot of folks out and having a great time. It's $50 a ticket. That includes two drinks, either local All Saints Brewery beer, or they always have local wines available as well for those that don't like beer. Please join us.
Again, can you tell people at home how they can jump on the website and find the ticket information?
Absolutely. Tickets are available at growwestmoreland.org. You're also available to purchase tickets or, come to the door that day.
Oh, you can just buy them that day. All right. I'm putting that in my calendar because I know the girls have a basketball game that morning. But if I know I can decide that day, that helps a lot. That sounds like a lot of fun. I love All Saints. I think the atmosphere is really great there. I think the beer is excellent. And you have, you're going all out on the food, aren't you?
Absolutely. Palumbo's Catering catered for us the first year. It was phenomenal. We're looking forward to having them back again. But yeah, it's a great German-themed buffet. And then Marsh's Bakery, provides some phenomenal German-themed cupcakes as well for dessert.
Ooh, now you're really, now you had me a beer and now you're talking about cupcakes. So I think that sounds even better. That's wonderful. And that's $50 a ticket. And one more time, why don't you tell people at home what that money is used for?
Yes. So, our proceeds from the Oktoberfest event fund our scholarships and our grants for the following year. So that's our Tools of the Trade grants that we give out in $500 increments to students in the trades that need, tools and equipment for their jobs, such as mechanics, electricians. And then we also use this money to fund our career startup scholarships, which are $1,000 increment scholarships for individuals, 18 to 25, looking to stay in Westmoreland County and entering a career in the trades.
This is just amazing work that the two of you are doing. I thank you both so much for jumping on because I know how busy you are, but I also know how important this topic is. And we have to get the word out, not only about workforce development, but also raising the money to promote workforce development. So John Wyan is the chairman of Grow Westmoreland. Westmoreland County Commissioner Sean Curtis is the vice chairman of Grow Westmoreland. I think it's a great idea. Thank you both so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you,
Jennifer. Thank you for having us, Jennifer.
Yes, and thank you for what you're doing as well. Appreciate it as always.
Two great guys who are really working to help build the workforce in Westmoreland County. I think another great way to get connected with Grow Westmoreland is to jump on their Facebook page, because if you're a young person, you're looking for an opportunity for an internship or some kind of business partnership, they are always promoting that on their Facebook page. So you have to make sure that you jump on and stay connected with Grow Westmoreland. I think also that if you have an idea for the show, reach out to WHJB. We'd love to hear from you. We do this show every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Thanks for listening.